everyone. This is Rudy, a.k.a. Professor Vitae Veritas, a.k.a. Rafanus, the Radish Leshy, welcoming you to episode 51, the penultimate episode of season 1 of The Heroes Die. We're back with our monk heroes this week, and I don't know about you, but I'm having a great time. Getting cloister and cloister to our finale has been such a thrill, and it sounds like in this episode, the brothers might be out of the frying pan and into the fryer. Cade and Kayleen, I'm good. And now, sit back and enjoy The Heroes Die.
Hey everybody, how we doing this week?
Too good.
Ready to get back to the high seas.
Very, very nice to see all you. And yes, before we get back to the high seas on this river, I had a question for you. And that question was...
Wow, burnt.
Jesus. Wait your turn.
Fucking idiot.
Didn't want to have to bring that one out this
early. Don't forget Sam's the star of this show.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Thank you for saying it.
Finally.
So my question is, what is your favorite kind of leftovers?
Ooh. And I'm going to say, are we saying like pure cuisine or like event based?
I am.
Say more.
Not sure what you mean. I'm definitely talking about cuisine in that I'm only talking about food. And if it's event based, I'm only talking about the food at that event.
Right on. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I mean, pizza's got to be a strong shout, right? I mean, like cold pizza, in my opinion, good.
Yeah. Love
reheated
cold
pizza. Good.
Yep.
Pizza is always something that's welcome in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I think something that's really dope after the event to still have in the house is leftover birthday cake.
Ooh.
Like that morning breakfast slice of birthday cake that's been left over.
Plastic container on the kitchen counter.
Yeah. Just waiting for it. Just knowing it's there.
Yep. So we've got pizza. We've got birthday cake. Morgan, what's up?
I love leftover soup and stew. And I think it's because the reheating process is so easy and there's not a lot of quality that gets lost in translation.
Yes.
I think
often a case to be made that particularly for stews and like thicker things that it just gets better the next day.
Agree. I think that's like one of the only foods that when I was thinking about the question, I was like, oh, I might like the leftovers more with soup and stew than I do the first time I eat it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They almost like aren't even leftovers in my mind because they're so thoroughly the thing that I'm going to eat tomorrow as well. It's not like I'm thinking of it as leftover chili. It's just like, oh no, we still have chili.
So but am I yeah, like disqualified?
Chili has not ended over the course of 24 hours.
Okay. No, I'm trying to win this one. Came up short last
week. He's in it to win it.
You're not too cute. You're blowing my mind right now. Okay. And that is good. What I'm trying to acknowledge.
That's worked more.
Okay. Nice. Thanks.
Meal prep culture really did complicate this question though.
Mm. Yeah. Intentional leftovers. Do those count?
Do you have to have had a, are there bites? Do you need bites in it?
Well, here's the question. Is there an intentional leftover thing that would be like, so meal prepping, that is your favorite, that you think is better than leftover anything else? Right? Because for me, like a salad with chicken that I cooked a few days ago is not my favorite type of leftover, even if it's something that I would meal prep.
Yeah, not unless you're a psycho.
Yeah, not unless I'm a total psycho.
Chicken's in there for days.
It's pretty hard to argue with cold pizza.
Mm-hmm. Pizza's classic.
Yeah. I would say maybe Chinese food. I do love Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. Chinese food is another one, too, where it's like the next day at work, knowing that it's in the fridge when you get back. Like that. Yeah. Like Chinese food's a prime one
for
that.
I get excited about leftovers.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one said this, though. I guess less surprised knowing this crowd, but I really do like Thanksgiving leftovers. I love turkey sandwiches.
Me too, man. Yeah. It's what I look forward to.
Yeah.
Kind of all year.
Usually my favorite holiday.
What do you think, Cole? You want to fight?
So I would love so many parts of Thanksgiving leftovers, except for the worst part, which is turkey, which is
shots
the worst
fired.
Food that's ever
get them the fuck out of here.
Which you replace with salmon, which is not a great leftover.
Yeah, so I just fucking eat it. I make the correct amount and I eat it all. What a concept.
Here we go.
All right, leftover stuffing is pretty fucking hard to argue with.
Hell yeah.
So I'm kind of with Cole on, this is not the same conversation, but in general, I think turkey's kind of a weak protein, and I'm with him on this. I will say
this. Bottom tier poultry, that's for sure.
Yeah, and poultry might be bottom tier protein, but anyways, I saw a video on the Instagram maybe a couple days ago with this chef who is like, one of my favorite things to do with like the leftover turkey carcass is make turkey pho. And it's literally you're just taking the turkey carcass, and there can still be meat on it and whatnot, adding a bunch of spices and water and letting it cook down for half a day. And then you basically have like
broth,
an enormous amount of broth, but there's probably some meat left on it, veggies, and add some noodles. And I was like, that is the most exciting Thanksgiving leftovers idea I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It was like the first time I was like, oh, I've never thought about repurposing my Thanksgiving leftovers into like a different food type entirely. And I was like, yo, I kind of want to try
that. That's also just
year.
Good whole animal consumption, right?
Yeah.
My mom does that with the ham bone from Christmas and then puts in pea soup. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of us are like full traditionalist winter holiday food people? Like, I've never had ham at Christmas.
Honey baked ham, like?
Never, not once.
No. Oh, wow.
Wait, what is it? So you're saying that that's not traditional or that is traditional?
Like, ham, I think, is a traditional idea of a Christmas dinner, right? Mm-hmm. And like every year for Hanukkah, you better believe I'm slamming like 135 latkes. So I stay pretty traditional there. But when it comes to the Christmas celebrations, not so much.
My mom's house, which is the primary one that I think of when this question is asked, is turkey for Thanksgiving and turkey for Christmas.
Horrible.
Which is relatively traditional, but
and a crime.
They never break away from that. It was like someone I've had honey baked ham on Christmas because someone else brought it, not because my grandmother was like, we're also having that. You know, it's just like, it's just turkey. It's a turkey family.
I think that I don't know a ton about honey baked ham in general, but my family for sure would go to the honey baked ham company. The just like the straight up huge ham hock that you get from those places is awesome. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're trying to feed a lot of people,
spiral cut,
you're also down with leftovers. It's very convenient. Cold,
my family like always trying. That's our like every year. Yeah.
My family fought a lot. So we did Chinese food in the end.
Perfect leftovers. Yeah. Really good. Like leftovers.
Great leftovers.
Yeah.
Great leftovers. And also non-traditional. Well, traditional Chinese food, traditional for Jewish people, I think, right? That's mm-hmm. that's a
yes.
Yep.
That is
Chinese cultural. People.
Yeah.
I think that there's very few Chinese people who would call the Chinese food that I order very traditional for them, because I am getting stuff that is almost certainly invented in America. I am not a challenging person. Yeah,
I actually just found out that crab rangoon was created in a tiki restaurant in California in the 50s.
That's amazing.
The least yeah, I think there's a that seems pretty totally much a, in line.
Bar, yeah.
One-to-one relationship between like East Asian foods with cream cheese and East Asian foods invented outside of East Asia. Yeah, I could be wrong about that.
I wouldn't even go so far as saying specifically California.
Well,
evidence
California before the
and Rangoon.
What about the Philly roll? The Philly roll, was that invented in California or Philadelphia?
It's just made with Philadelphia cream cheese. I don't
entirely
think
possible. That's the question.
Yeah.
We got to get somebody on the phone about this.
Yeah, we're too dumb to answer these questions.
Who should we call? The mayor of Philadelphia?
Yeah, hang on.
Let's get Ralph, our engineer, on the phones.
He's so sick of us.
Ralph,
can you get...
The paycheck is coming, man, okay?
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Ralph's on
so
it.
We went with Ralph, huh? Yeah. All those choices, and we went with Ralph?
Yeah, I didn't hear one from you.
Cole, he was willing to work for free, dude. Cole. What's the matter with you? Right. Come on.
He showed up. That man showed up.
Fair enough.
So speaking of leftovers, the hand that you saw coming.
What?
Damn it.
What? Damn it.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me?
The left over the railing.
Left hand over the railing?
Left.
Yeah.
The hand you saw is a left over the railing.
Worst one yet.
Oh, God.
We're not fucking cutting that, Sam.
No.
I'm into it. I liked it.
Keep plowing.
All right. Well, the left hand over the railing that's coming His left hand is coming over the railing. And y'all caught it. So y'all have all noticed this now. And we are going to roll for initiative. Belt, let's go.
Let's make it happen.
Oh, boy.
What are we rolling? Perception?
Yes, perception. Rafanis, what'd you get?
17.
That's one thick radish.
Yes, that's correct.
17 for Rafanis. Very nice. Detris is not rolling initiative. They are not well enough. Nuke, Dukem, what'd you get?
24.
24. And I see Ham in there at 22, Cheffrey at 23, and Reggie at 19. Excellent, excellent. Let's sort this going down. It is the top of round one. Nuke Dukem, you see that hand coming up over on the east side of the boat, right about even with you.
Shit, sorry. In this context, I can only really figure it out with proper naval lingo. Can you give me that one more time, Sam?
Sure. That's the starboard is left. So the
fucking
other one is
starboard
is left.
Port is right. Port is left, right?
Port's left,
no, that's incorrect.
Port's left?
Let's try that.
Port's left, starboard, right.
No, another port thing is right. Leave in.
No.
Damn it, starboard is right. Fuck.
Starboard is right. Yeah,
it's four letters in port and four letters in left.
52 weeks and the content just keeps getting better.
You see that hand creeping up over Nuke Dukem about 10 feet away from you on the same level on the port side of this here boat. What do you do?
Just to clarify, that's right here. I don't see the hand on the map.
No, there's no hand on the map. Have not been revealed yet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. But I see the hand. Okay. Yeah, Nuke says, finally, and rushes over to the side of the deck.
He's been expecting and waiting for this.
Nuke Dukem does not sit around and wait. And he's going to swing on those hands, try to like bash them off the side.
He's going to swing on the hands, try to bash them off the side. Okay, great. Are you swinging for damage or are you swinging to try to do some kind of maneuver? What are you thinking?
Swinging for damage, I think, if that's going to knock the hand. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Sounds good. Swing away, brother.
All right. Okay. He's got flurry blows, so he's going to take two chunks at this guy with his fist. That will be 25 to hit.
25 is a hit.
Woo! And then the second one with that, I'll roll damage together. Oh, baby, that's a 19 on the die for a 32.
Minus 4, right?
Not with flurry of blows.
Yes, with flurry of blows.
Oh, yes, with flurry of blows?
Yep, it is two actions for one action, but you take the iterative attack penalty for the second one.
Gotcha. All right, so then 28.
28, a hit, not a crit.
All righty. Let's do hits, I'll roll damage.
And we'll display this person on the map here.
Wow, look at him.
For 16 points of damage total.
16 points of damage total. Ooh, so you come over and just boom, boom, as you rain blows down on the top of this person's head. Whew, Cheffrey, you're up. What do you do?
Jeffrey's going to get in his crane stance, and then, I've never done this before, so I would appreciate some help. I'm thinking he's going to hold an action until an enemy comes into his range, and that the action that I want him to hold is a flurry of blows. Is that possible?
Yeah, because a flurry of blows is just one action.
One action,
so you
right.
can hold it for two actions, and you'll get two attacks when the person comes in range.
Great.
Great use of holding with the monk. That is Cheffrey's turn.
Hey. Thanks, Sam.
Hey, you got it, man. You deserve that little compliment right there. A little compliment action. Absolutely. Coming up over the side.
Oh, it's going to get cut, isn't it?
To the side. No, not yeah. Absolutely not. Coming up to the side, down to the south, you see another hand come up and over. And another, I don't know, piratey looking bad guy right here. Oh. Just a standard punt with a couple of, ignore what's in his hands.
He's a farmer.
Yeah, he's a farmer. All right.
It's Sven.
Comes up over the side. Comes up over the side with a move action.
Yeah, piratey looking.
Ham and is going to swing out with a scimitar that he has in hand. Rolling. 17 to hit.
That's amazing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Think so. And that is his turn. Ham, you're up. Oh, dear.
All right. Ham is going to take a little 5-foot slide backwards and enter his shooting stars stance, which for him looks like pulling a bunch of weird kitchen implements out of a bandolier across his chest. And we're going to say he ends up with a T-shaped corkscrew and a paring knife on this go around. And in a flurry of stars, he's going to fling those out at the little chunker that tried to kill him.
Cool and exciting.
And oh, yeah. That is a 29 to hit on the first.
29 to hit on the first, that's a hit.
Come on, come on.
Okay, that is going to be 6 points of damage on the first.
Ooh.
And, ooh, that's not a great roll on the second. Plus 9, only a 13.
Only a 13 to hit on the second, that's a miss.
Okay, so but he does have a damage? T-shaped corkscrew buried up to the hilt in his shoulder.
And that's going to be gross coming out. You don't want an injury like that.
Oh, no, horrifying.
Horrifying.
Twist only. Right.
That's a move.
Move, stance, flurry.
And then flurry. All right, great. That's Ham's turn. Reggie.
Cool. So I'm going to use my first action to enter the stumbling stance.
Nice.
And then similar to Will, can I hold an action to prepare an attack here, Sam?
So preparing, readying an action is 2 actions. And normally that would mean that you could ready 1 action like an attack. But with this, because Flurry of Blows is a single action, you will actually be able to ready with 2 actions, a single action Flurry of Blows, which will give you 2 attacks. So the answer is yes, you can do what you asked you could do.
Perfect. So I'm going to prepare in a Flurry of Blows, but then can I use a third action after that?
It is 2 actions to prepare a single action.
Ah, okay. We'll prepare then a Flurry of Blows similar to Will and just kind of keep those spaces guarded.
Radical. The next baddie coming up is right in front of Nuke Dukem and is going to attempt to vault over this railing. And a little athletics check here. Athletics check. That's a fail. Slips, not a critical fail, but doesn't get over. Is going to try again. Not super hard. DC 15, but when you roll a natural 3, that's not going to cut the mustard. But with a natural 14, does get up and over. Is standing next to Nuke Dukem. It's going to slash out with a scimitar in his hand. Go ahead.
Is that in curve?
Yeah, that's in range of Reggie.
Yeah, I mean, that does. I'm not going to announce that to you, but yeah, that does incur. It's do you have that feat?
Well,
it would trigger a reaction. A movement action would trigger this reaction, I believe.
Yeah, so
if you
can't
the
take
feat.
I don't think any of us have attacks of opportunity here, but Reggie has his prepared action.
Right.
And is that that's in range of Reggie.
Is it close enough?
Yeah.
Is close enough. I thought you were talking about Nuke Dukem having an attack of opportunity. Misunderstood. Reggie, fire away.
Cool. So, that's 16 to hit.
16 to hit is a miss. What's that miss look like, though?
So Reggie has entered the stumbling stance. He's bobbing and weaving, wobbling. Looks like a man who might have half a bottle or more of whiskey inside him. It's a swing, huge overhand. And it just barely slides past him. He kind of stumbles afterwards. He looks wasted.
And you get another attack because you get 2 attacks for the price of 1 action.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
At the iterative attack penalty, -4.
That is going to be a 19 to hit.
19 to hit is a miss.
Oof. All right.
All right, so Reggie, swing, stumbling stance, not quite finding purchase. And with this creature's last action, as it just incurred, it will lash out at Nuke Dukem with a scimitar. two on the die. We're going to retire that die that does not connect. And next up, we have a new bad guy coming in hot just over the other side of the boat. Coming up near Cheffrey, vaults over the side, comes in range, doesn't understand what a monk with a readied action looks like. Cheffrey, that provokes. Swing away.
First attack is a 26 to hit.
26, you know that hits.
That's going to be 12 points of damage.
Oh my god. 12 points of damage. My goodness.
Yes, I hit hard. Second attack is a 29 to hit, so that's going to hit.
Yep.
Another 12 points of damage.
Another 12 points of damage. So did you get into a stance as well, or are you not in a stance?
I did, yeah.
What stance are you in?
Crane
stance? So tell me, what is crane stance looking like? Like when he comes up, are you like wrists cocked, like up in the air, like
Karate
Kid style?
Yeah, 100%. And what I like about crane stance is that I'm an anxious person, and it gives me both good defense. It gives me a plus one to AC, and also lets me hit pretty hard. So
yeah. What are those hits look like?
Yeah.
All your bases are covered.
Very precise blows to the face. You know, as you said, you know, Mr. Miyagi, Daniel style.
Very good. Very good. So Cheffrey, boom, boom, triggers when he comes in. That's a move, and is also going to swing out with his scimitar. Are we going to stick with the shitty dice? We can't. We can't do that to these guys. They need to get a little bit of action in. Big die coming in. All right, let's see. That's going to be a 21 to hit.
Oh, but my AC is a 25.
Oh,
this is in, yeah.
Oh, so sad.
That number's smaller.
That is not good for them, especially after getting walloped like that. That is his turn. Rafanus.
All right. Rafanus is going to run down to the other side of the pirate attacking Cheffrey. So he's on the pirate's left side while Cheffrey's on the right.
Excellent.
Port. The port side, that is. While Jeffrey's on the starboard, and he is going to, and his eyes start glowing purple as he gets into his mountain stance, and so his root legs start. You can hear them, like, you know, the sound of them just kind of growing and thickening as they plant into the boat. And his root arms start growing and thickening and get more and more jacked. And his body just starts hardening. And with a big happy smile on his face, he will do a flurry of blows with a falling stone strike.
And falling stone, I imagine, is just like big fucking like gorilla fist. Just
yes. Boom. Yes.
Coming down from up top.
Correct. So let's see how he does.
Roll to hit.
Okay, so that is a 26 to hit.
26, you know that's a hit.
Okay, so 2d8. That is 15 points of damage.
Oh my god. Now, question for everyone. Is this all lethal or non-lethal damage with these fists?
How sharp are the swords?
You said they were bad guys, right?
Quick point of order. You said bad guys, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking lethal.
Rafferty right. chooses to use the non-lethal trait.
No, mine are non-lethal, too.
Yeah. I mean, sincere question. Is Nuke Dukem capable of non-lethal damage?
So Rafinus, with a big grin on his face, lifts up his fists and goes, "Time to die!" and slams down onto the pirate, giving him 15 points of damage, and we'll lift up and go haul off for another one. Let's see how it goes.
What a gift.
Okay, let's
boom,
see.
Boom, man.
Oh, that's an 18 on the die. So, again.
Looks like another gift.
Again, 26 to hit.
26 is a hit.
I rolled a 12 last time. So 18, 14 plus 14 is a 28 to hit. Sorry. 28 to hit.
With the minus 4, right?
Yes.
That is not a
crit. I'm hitting at a plus 14. Ah, damn. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can kill him.
And in the back of the lineup, we've got a couple of classic min-maxers coming in to do damage non-lethally.
So this attack has the forceful trait, so it gets more powerful the more times he does it in a turn. So with a plus one bonus, forceful bonus stat, he deals another, bam, 15 points of damage.
That's huge. This guy just tottering, right? I mean, because he's just getting fists rained down on him. That is bad. Raphanus.
Isn't Raphanus like 2.5 feet tall?
Oh, yeah.
But he's erratic. He got big. So his arms are like 6 feet long. Just like.
But the radish itself is still tiny, right? So like, the radish is like groin height and the arms are like in the rigging.
Yes.
Does that hurt Raphanus when he grows that?
No. It delights him.
No. Just like I like it.
Any opportunity to flex my roots.
And
bam!
It's radish fox, dude.
And at the end of the round, you see...
No one's ever said that before.
I'm here for the novelty.
You see three more people coming up on deck. The first person vaults over the railing and comes up on Raphanus, scimitar in hand. That's a move to get over, the move to get there, and then he's going to swing with the sim. All right, finally, we're looking good on the die here. That is going to be 27 to hit.
Ah, that hits. Oof.
That hits. All right, excellent. And coming in with that cutlass here, doing...
Cutlass Supreme.
Not terrible. 10 points of damage there. 10 points of damage.
Ah,
points of
damn.
Damage. 10 points of lethal damage. And now we see someone coming in who looks a little bit different, a little bit bigger, carrying a long sword instead of these cutlasses. They've got a hat, a big fancy hat with a feather coming out of it. I don't know what pirate captains look like, but if this were a pirate captain, it might look like, oh gosh, I'm just going to babble for a minute.
That was just noodle veggie soup, my man.
Does anyone smell toast? Here we go. That is not looking super good on the die. See if we can get there with the bonus. Longsword coming in up top. That is 22 to hit Reggie.
Hit.
That is a hit. That's good. Glad to hear it. And we'll roll some damage now. Minimum damage.
That's so 1 point.
7 points of damage there. 7 points of damage.
Okay.
That is the captain's turn as he vaulted and moved, coming up to the last pirate here. And where is he looking to go? Oh, gosh. Probably just going to get up in the mix with Reggie and Ham. Going to swing at Reggie here. Let's go. That is a 31 to hit.
I guess that'll do it, too.
Not a crit, no. AC is 22. 21.
It's 21.
21.
Barely hits.
barely crits.
Oh, butternut squash.
Terrible leftovers. Actually, no. Not
that bad. Oh, terrible first meal. So probably pretty bad.
Hey, kids, we came here looking to die.
We found common ground, Cole. There it is.
I don't like butternut.
Holiday food common ground for the first time.
I like delicata squash, which I didn't know for the... Let's just keep playing the game here. That was the most boring thing I could possibly think to say. That is going to be 25 points of damage.
What?
Is delicata the one that you can eat with the skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tasty.
25 points of damage there. That is almost max damage.
Yeesh.
That is its turn. That is the end of round one of... Bunch of enemies, 6 in total, have boarded this ship. One of them looks a little different. One of them looks almost lights out due to the attentions of Raphanus and Cheffrey. Let's get into round 2. Claude the Clydesdale is not in this fight, despite being in the initiative tracker.
No worries.
Nuke Dukem, you're up. Claude the Murder Horse would be helpful on this boat.
Nuke is going to look over and be like, who's the boss? It looks like it's that guy over there. And then try to punch through the guy right in front of him.
If there's one thing I know about snakes, it's that you cut off the head.
Cut off the head and they all fall apart. He's going to flurry of blows on him. That will be 27 to hit.
27 is a hit.
Nice. Falling through with the second.
And are you in a particular stance, Ben? Is there a style for this hit or no?
No, I'm not in a stance right now. I actually don't know if I built my character with a stance.
I think you did, but I'm not certain.
I would have to, yeah, I couldn't find it. So I'm going to play it like I did.
It would be under feats.
Nuke stance.
I didn't choose one. So
Nuke is far too chaotic to limit himself to a stance.
A single stance, please.
Come on, please.
That checks out. So, and coincidentally, so is Ben. So that really works out
well. Perfectly. Yeah.
This is the closest alignment of his character and personality that we've seen so far.
That looks like the boss. Punch.
He's going to miss on the second hit.
What did he do for damage on that first one?
Let's see here. He did 7 points of damage.
And that I'm just seeing pure eyes are on the captain that came on and just big meaty fist to face right in front of him. Too distracted to catch on the second one. That is the first action. What's your second?
I'm going to swing again. Iterative attack.
You can do another flurry of blows. It's committing to two more attacks. They will each take the iterative attack penalty.
Flourish. Each take it.
No. Okay. Yeah. Flourish. It's a flourish ability.
Oh, yeah, it's a flourish. Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
use it twice.
Oh, never mind. Thank you.
I'm just going to punch him. 29?
With a minus 8?
Oh, minus 8. Fuck. So 24?
25. I think 25 because these are all agile. But each one takes the iterative attack penalty. 29 would have hit and didn't crit, as does 25 hits, doesn't crit. Just checking to make sure that the bonuses were right. So that is a hit. Feel free to roll damage whenever you want.
Uh-huh.
I'd say do it now.
Yeah. I'm going to do it now. 6 points of damage.
I heard 6 points of damage. All right, still up.
Damn.
That is the second action of your turn, I believe.
I'm gonna stay there.
Do you want to swing again? I mean,
might as well.
He can do all. See,
sexy minus 12.
Yeah, I mean,
do it.
I mean,
dude,
the other things to do would be like a demoralize if you have like intimidation or something like that. That'll lower ACs or whatnot. If you want to target somebody a little further away, you're welcome to give that a shot. Or you can swing at a minus 12 to hit. So really,
isn't it a minus 8? I thought it was max. Like,
no, keep subtracting.
I think you keep subtracting.
I read this recently, so yeah, keep subtracting.
No, he will not connect on the last swing.
Connect on the last swing. Just really wants to get over to the captain, super distracted, having trouble focusing on the problem in front of him. I can relate. Jeffrey, you're flanking.
Jeffrey's going to use his flurry of blows, to hit this guy a bunch.
Crane style.
Crane wing attack.
Do you think that Jeffrey is the kind of anxious that feels like there's a bit of criticism in Raphanus coming over to help with this? Or do you think that Jeffrey appreciates this?
I think there's a little bit of relief. I think that Jeffrey would be really upset if he was solely responsible for anything. Jeffrey's a lot like me. Is it 23 hit?
23 hits, yes.
Nice.
It's 14 points of damage.
14 points.
What am I doing with Druk? I mean,
I know,
this
dude.
Is insane, man.
just everybody gets to play a bruiser for a little while, and he drops. He drops like a sack of bricks, unconscious, as I believe all of that damage was honestly non-lethal. I love that. He's out cold. The flurry of blows is a two attack action, so for
done.
So you've got two actions left.
Yep. I'm going to use my two-action threatening approach to move into flanking position with the other pirate and Raphanus.
And what is that? What does that do?
So threatening approach is something I get as a result of being a particular kind of lizard folk. And you all might have seen it last episode when he... when he took that very spicy shot... So what he does is he strides up to this pirate and, as part of a demoralized check, uses his frills to make himself look like twice the size that he is.
And how does this operate in, like, as soon as you start moving, you're doing that?
It's a two action, so it's both stride and demoralize. I get a bonus on the effect if I successfully demoralize him.
Okay, go for it. And this is against his will DC.
Oh, it's not going to do it because that's a natural one.
Unfortunate. But your frill comes up and maybe you stumble just a little bit, getting not out of Crane stance, but moving within Crane stance. And you see his cutlass flash up towards you as he takes an attack of opportunity as you cross through that square that he threatens. Let's see how we're doing here. That's not going to do it, though. That's not going to do it. Gosh, golly, it's a 20 to hit your 25 AC, so it comes darting out at you, but your frill confuses him and his blade goes wide. That is a two-action activity. After your one action, that is three actions all day. Chefri, it's the end of your turn. Love seeing this new stuff. Now, the next person up is the person with a corkscrew in his shoulder. He is going to close with Ham, who threw that at him, and he's going to swing his cutlass.
Going to do that.
27 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to do it.
All right, that's going to do it. Rolling damage, 11 points of damage.
My beautiful boy.
My beautiful baby boy.
That's a move and attack, and we're going to take the iterative to come back in. 3 on the die. That's not going to do it. Not with your level. Not with your skills.
Not on this little fella.
Ham, your turn to respond.
All right. Ham is getting the fuck out of there. So he is going to, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Run around the staircase that is behind him, and hopefully that staircase is real.
Sure.
And we'll prevent people from chasing him easily.
Sure, that one's real. Yeah, that one's real.
Love that. Love that for me. And then as a gift to all of our fans and all of you, I'm going to take you to a special part of the internet. HTTPS, secure protocol, so you know it's real. tools.libov.org/generators/roll/utensils. And the first thing that I'm throwing is a rolling pin.
A rolling pin. let me pause you right there at rolling pin. Which is about to come clattering towards this guy, because you do incur two attacks of opportunity from those two bad guys moving out of that space.
Yeah, bring it on, Bing Bong.
Oh. Bing Bong. That is a 30 to hit on the first attack.
Fuck a duck.
Fuck! Wait. From who? Oh, no, never mind. Doesn't matter. No, that attack of opportunity is a full attack bonus. You're good. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Apologize.
The person right in front of you here swings with their cutlass, and 30, not a crit, I assume?
No. Barely hits, actually.
Barely hits.
That's pretty tight. That is an 8 points of damage there, 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Coming in on the second attack.
Okay.
19, that's not gonna cut it.
No way. All right, rolling pin is going at the guy in front of Nuke Dukem. Fuck me. 18.
18 is a miss, goes flying over the side of the gunnel. Second attack.
Second attack. Oh, here comes a fork.
Very Mystery Men. Very
22.
Hank Azaria in Mystery Men. 22.
Oh, shit. It really is. It's the Blue Raja.
Blue Raja.
The salad man always gets robbed by the steak man.
I had some friends who were very disturbed to learn about the bowler the other day.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
If someone doesn't know that movie.
Yeah.
That was my whole thing. And then I was like, it's like one of Dane Cook's first appearances. And they were all like, ew, oh my God. And I was like, y'all, it was like 1998. No. Can we fucking chill out? He hits people with a waffle.
I am Pencilhead. And I am son of Pencilhead. We erase crime.
I'm the waffler. I'm going to waffle ya.
That is 7 points of damage as the fork sticks into the wooden eye and pops it back into the head.
Yes, into that pirate eye. Still up, not looking so good with all that lethal damage going on the starboard side of the boat.
Nice. And with the final attack, it's another corkscrew!
It's a great website.
I am obsessed. There is an amazing little bit at the bottom that looks like it was made in MS Paint that says, what annoys you the most about this website? And then has an open text box.
That's how I take feedback.
Yeah, that's just good work. That's going to be a 17 with the corkscrew.
No fear, Morgan says. 17 is a miss. Goes flying over the side of the gunnel.
That was my favorite one. No, that was the good one. I should have brought my
large pie server.
Reggie, you're up.
Cool. So, a friendly reminder that Reggie's in stumbling stance. He's going to look at the captain in the eye and say, "You and your friends, come on to our ship. You don't even knock. And now you slice me in the jaw. All I wanted to do was guess your birthday." And then Reggie is going to attempt a feint against the captain. Mm-hmm. So I will be rolling a deception check against his perception DC.
All right, I've got his perception DC.
All right, that's a 28.
That is a success.
Whoa.
Not a crit, but a success.
Not a crit. Ugh. Sure. Oh, fuck me. Okay, so on a success, my foe is fooled, but only momentarily. He is flat-footed against the next melee attack that I attempt against him before the end of my current turn. So then Reggie's going to attempt a flurry of blows against him. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a 30 to hit.
That is a hit.
That's against flat-footed AC.
Gotta be a crit.
Against flat-footed AC, that's a crit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Morgan.
Yeah.
Okay. Ba-bam, ba-bam. So, new character, everybody. Morgan might need some help here. So, this is... Flurry of Blows, is it 1d8?
It depends on your stance.
Oh, right. Stumbling stance. No, it is 1d8 bludgeoning. Yeah. Okay, dope. Cool. So 1d8 plus strength modifier and then double the dice. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's a 3 and that's an 8. So that's a 3 plus 8. So 11 plus 8. 19 points of damage.
And what kind of damage is that? Just out of curiosity.
Bludgeoning damage.
Bludgeoning damage.
And Sam, just in case it matters, for Flurry of Blows, if it's about resistances, he adds the damage together and it goes through once as opposed to two separate subtractions.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
For all of us, that's true, Flurry of Blows.
And just double checking, I do get confused and I haven't had a lot of damage resistances. The name and then the number is what you would subtract from everything but the type next to it, or everything other than the type.
I'm sorry, I spaced out.
So like if it's like 5 slashing resistance 5 slashing, is that resistance to everything but slashing or resistance to slashing?
Slashing cuts through.
Got it.
I can also just for reference here, right? So in case I'm missing anything, this is 1d8 bludgeoning damage. They're in the brawling group. They have the agile, backstabber, finesse, non-lethal, and unarmed traits. Does that all track? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And then flurry of blows, I get a second one, right?
Yeah. -4.
Cool. So here we freaking go. Okay, 14 on the die. So that's a 27 to hit.
Oh, jeez.
That's with the -4?
No, sorry. I forgot the -4. So 23 to hit.
23 is still a hit.
Still flat-footed, right. So that's a normal hit. That's 5 plus 4, 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage on this last one. There we go. Doing some serious damage very quickly to this critter. And those punches look like they are going all the way through.
I believe I have one action left. Because I fainted and then did... flurry of blows. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to make an attack here, is this a -4 or -8? This is a minus eight. Okay. We're going to do it because Reggie's a stubborn son of a bitch. So here we go. And he's still flat-footed, so I suppose. Who knows? Yeah,
effective.
It's an 18 on the die. so for plus 13, so we're looking at 31 minus 8. 24 to hit?
That's a hit.
23.
Ooh, 23. It's still good. Okay.
Boy, come on.
It's a 2 on the die for 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage, not nothing. So you got your range on that first one where you missed twice, and then you spin around when the captain comes up, and still in stumbling stance connect three times in a row. What's that look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think Reggie's in his wheelhouse, right? He's bobbing and weaving. He's diving, coming at him. Like, looks like he's going to hit him as he's saying this crazy shit about guessing his birthday. And, like, fakes his swing, just, like, kneeling down low. And then, boom, big uppercut right under the chin. Boom, second one right in the ribs before his head's even cocked back. And then let's just say, bang, kicks him in the shin.
Kicks him in the shin. Bing, bang, boom. And is this all lethal or non-lethal? What's Reggie's deal on that?
Aside from my preferences and what I would like, I believe that what Archives of Nethys is telling me is that stumbling stance by definition is non-lethal damage. Do you not?
So we have the non-lethal trait means you can do non-lethal damage without taking a penalty. Normally, characters take a penalty if they don't have that trait. So this is basically saying, like, you're hitting people with your fists. If you choose not to kill them, you can. But it's totally your choice.
But monks have another ability that means...
Powerful fist.
Yeah, monks' other abilities means that you can do lethal damage with non-lethal weapons without...
Sorry, I was wrong. It's the powerful fist, not the non-lethal trait.
Yeah.
The stumbling stance has the non-lethal trait for its damage, but the powerful fist means that you can deal lethal damage with a non-lethal weapon, your fists in this case, without taking the penalty. So the two things just kind of cancel out, and you can do lethal or non-lethal damage with your fists no matter what you want to do.
Very helpful. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. I would say at this point in the fight, these creeps have climbed over the edge of the ship. They're using slashing weapons on me. Reggie just got sliced. This is lethal damage.
Yeah, for sure.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Bing, bang, boom. It's no longer Reggie's turn. It's one of the bad guys who is...
Old Tom. Real old Tom.
The fella just to the aft
of Reggie.
Is
that a Muppet Treasure Island reference?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it's good.
We've got Cap and Tom.
That's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Attacking Reggie. It's an 18. It's going to be a miss. Coming in next. Natural one miss. This dude is freaked out. Third attack. Not going to connect. Next up is the dude who is on his back. Raphanus, you're in business. There's somebody immediately to the stern of you. And what do you do? Or bow side of you. What do you do?
Raphanus is going to, as he lives continually in the present, will turn and attack the fellow that's right in front of him with his, what's it called again? I'm sorry. With his falling stone strike. And Cole, I just realized that the image you presented of the way of Raphanus staying small and his arms and legs getting swole, he like looks like a fucking demented plant spider right now, I think. Like his little radish body is floating in these enormous legs right now.
Like a Skulltula from Ocarina of Time.
Just this little like floating, smiling, demented radish.
Those things ruined my childhood.
So here we go. Let's see if we can yeet this guy. That is a... not so great. 22 to hit.
22 is a hit. And he's flat-footed.
Oh, excellent.
So definitely.
Oh, fantastic. Great. So let's do some damage to him. Oh, boy. So
snap.
That is 20 points of damage. Max damage.
My bod.
Kill him.
Falling stone.
Kill him all.
Right in the back of the head. Good lord.
Is he down?
Still up.
Oh, he's still up.
First hit he's taken.
All right. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So, like, I imagine that, straight down the back of the head. Now, Raphanus is coming with a flurry of blows with his other fist. Let's see if we can do it. Boo. Oh, that's a shame. So, that is only a 15 to hit.
That's a miss. Thank goodness.
Yes, I figured.
For my bad guys. Raphanus, that's only one action. What's next?
Yeah, I think Raphanus is going to try and grapple him, though. So we'll do an athletics check at a minus 12?
Eight.
Minus 8. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah, Will just checked this, and he was totally right.
Yeah, dude. Excellent.
It only goes down to -8?
Yeah, third and subsequent.
So, am I at -8?
-8.
Okay, so that's an 8 plus... So that is a 21 against their fortitude. That might not do it.
21 against their fortitude save? That does it.
Oh, yes! Scurvy. Yes, so Raphanus slams his fist down onto the top of the guy's head for the first strike, misses with the second, is just caught off balance, but instead uses both of his arms to just grab the guy like around his torso and hold him. And then I think for the last we'll go for another strike with the last one at a -8 still or -12.
A -8. Yeah, that's on Archives of Nethys. Man, I read about the monk and the thing I read was wrong. It wasn't rules as written.
That's a shame. I don't think that will do it. That won't hit. So, not bad. So he's got this guy by the torso, though. He is grappled.
Got this guy by the torso. He is grappled.
A little flora versus fauna action here. You're not going anywhere.
It's terrifying.
It is their turn. They are going to, I think, wielding their cutlass one-handed, lash out at Raphanus. This is not a very good strategy for them, but they're pissed. So, miss. And then I think they're just going to try to escape, and that's going to be at an iterative attack penalty, 2.
Yes.
And that'll be, oh gosh, that'll be athletics. And that is a 25 against your athletics DC.
10 plus my athletics modifier?
Yes.
And you had a 25?
Yes.
23. You got it.
And they are out. They're going to move out of flanking on
jump
that.
Jump off the ship.
So that's an attack, an escape.
I'm out of here. Move.
This is fog.
Radishes float, right?
They sure do. I'll happily drown you.
So they get out of there. And I think are going to just actually scoot all the way over to their friends. Which makes sense to me. They're nervous. It is
that
the captain's turn.
That radish beat the shit out of me.
So you see the captain's face start to burble, to bubble up.
Oh, no.
And then go soft like clay as his face basically washes off. And he disappears. And in his place is a creature that I will have trouble describing without a little bit of your help.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh lord.
What does that look like?
Oh boy.
You want to take a crack at it, Will?
Like a little sexy?
Not again. Not again.
Legs for miles, if you know what I mean.
it's like Hellraiser erotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A creature with no skin.
Oh my god.
No head above, but just this big pointy chest coming out of it.
Its knees look like mine.
Organs. It's pretty nasty. And is going to, with the long sword still in hand, swing out at Reggie.
Whatever.
Come on, baby. Give me something good. That is going to be a 30 to hit.
I guess.
Still just a regular hit, because your AC is 21 or 20?
Sure. AC is 20. 1.
AC is 20.
He said 21 last time, so okay, I think that's 21.
I did. We've established my AC. I said it,
and I couldn't remember it. And then you said 20.
Morgan is
Sam. You know what, bro? I'm just saying, man. There's been a lot more times in this campaign where we can't remember things, and you don't tell us again.
Interesting.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
I stand by
you know?
My decision. Yeah, sure. I'll just take crit damage next time. I forget. Next time, I'm pretty sure I'll just double the damage. That's a fine deal for me.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be 9 points. 11 points of damage. Sorry.
Yeah. Make it up.
I needed to lie because you're giving me a fucking attitude here.
This whole game's make believe. It's cool.
I hate doing that, but I'm gonna.
All right, 11 points of make-believe
damage.
Next
up is a 26. We know that's a hit because it's higher than both 20 and 21.
QED, no arguments here.
And that's going to be another 11 points of damage.
Sam's right. Kind of just playing by himself at this point.
All his own sandbox.
Just screaming at myself.
It's 11 points of damage!
Morgan hasn't been on this show for months.
Who's an idiot? Not me. No. You, Sam.
All right. I'm having a nice time. Gosh. And the person in front of Nuke Dukem hasn't gone for a long time. So it's going to swing because I think I put those two characters who do look exactly the same and are the same pawn out of order. Coming in, it's you, Nuke Dukem. That is a 29 to hit.
Ooh, that will hit.
That'll hit. 11 points of damage, and coming around with that cutlass one more time, that is a 25 to hit.
That'll also hit.
Gonna hit, and another 11 points of damage as he just comes whooshing, slicing up with the cutlass, making these big, deep gashes through Nuke Dukem's chest. That is the end of round two, the top of round three. The captain has proved to be some sort of horrible monster. What is that thing doing here? Are any knowledge checks going to be rolled? We'll find out in round three. Nuke Dukem, you are up, baby. What's good?
Duke Nukem still just, staring dead ahead of him. No, I'm mad.
IP. IP.
Nope. Yeah, no, that's intellectual property right there, dude.
Fair enough. No, you've upset me.
No, you said Nuke. You said his Duke actual Nukem. Name.
Oh yeah. He's gonna approach and punch.
The illusion is ruined.
Sue us. Yeah, come for us. 3D or 3D whatever. The
wait, was that 3DO? No way.
No, it was 3D Realms. I think.
Are you telling me it wasn't real?
What?
This is still real to me, damn it!
3D Realms.
That's going to be a 33 to hit.
That's a crit.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what happens when you use the real name. You get the full power.
For 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage. And his head spins around.
Well, his head, in quotation.
So long, sailor. And then he's going to step up to the captain and take another swing at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a 3 on the die.
That's not.
So I'm going to miss.
Gonna
do it.
All right. Flurry of blows, move, attack. That's 3. That is Nuke Dukem's turn. A lot of arrows going on here with Jeffrey. A lot of fun.
Jeffrey looking at how he can chart the course.
Jeffrey, looks like we got a course getting charted right there. What's going on there, big guy? What's going on?
I'm just demonstrating that I can get to where I'm going within my move speed without incurring an attack of opportunity.
Okay, and there's that big wheel right there. Are you taking into account that difficult? No, that wheel's real. Just these ladders aren't real. But those stairs are real.
This is a crime.
It's
just the ladders. You guys are all on the same level.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't think it's a crime. I think we're okay.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, God. This is even harder for me to move over there right now.
I can't work under these conditions.
I can't even have fun right now.
Uh-oh.
This stinks.
You're just trying to protect this captain of yours. He is. He's open about it. He's not even trying to hide it. He's afraid of what Jeffrey can do to him.
Hey, Ham is hiding behind another map feature, these stairs. We have decided the only thing that's not real is that we're not dealing on like 3 different levels of height on a 2-dimensional map, because that would be a pain in the ass and not fun to listen to. But that big wheel right there that hoists the anchor, that is real.
Oh.
Agree to disagree about not fun to listen to.
I just want to hear people go up and down ladders all the time. That's prime content for me. Yeah.
Reality.
Jeffrey is then going to be less ambitious and less exciting, which is what everyone wants in a podcast. And
thank you, Will. Thank you.
Oh, no, this is good.
15 feet to the southeast, or towards starboard.
That's good.
And
glad we're still on that one too. Everyone also still wants doing that one.
Yeah. Afterward.
Yeah. God, and it's gonna
check the boxes, Will. I love it. God damn it, Ralph loves you.
Yeah, I just want to say that's actually Bowser. I'm gonna have to clean this up later, guys. You're gonna have to... Morgan, your levels are a little hot when you come in.
Yeah, what are we paying you for, Ralph?
About payment. Yeah,
let's keep the bit straight, Ben. We have not paid Ralph.
I thought this was an internship.
Who gave Ralph a direct line?
Paying experience here, bud. Keep it moving. The engineer, bro. All right, so Cheffrey runs up to one of the other pirates, the one that had been grappled by Raphanus, retreated to the relative safety of its friend's company. May not be enough, though, with Cheffrey, the frilled lizard, running up on him. Let's go. What's going on?
How does a 32 sound?
That, my friend, sounds like a crit.
Yes.
18 points of damage. Did not roll particularly well on those dice.
That sounds like a disaster.
Yeah.
Okay, what a...
Really underperforming.
Oh, man. I wonder what would have happened if you'd... You know, let's not even think about what would have happened if you double moved to get to the other guy. Who knows? Who knows? Horrible. We're not living in that world right now.
Second attack is for a 25.
25, that's a hit.
And that's only 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage will do it. Is that all non-lethal still?
That's all non-lethal. He just want to kill unless he has to.
All right. And non-lethal knocks that person out. Cheffrey surrounded right now on two sides by downed pirates. Cheffrey, that's a move and a flurry of blows. What do you got next?
Great question. Cheffrey will step to the north starboard. And... and get ready to hit another pirate.
Excellent. Steps to Bowbird. The north. Yeah, steps to the north starboard. Excellent,
yes.
Excellent. Cheffrey, coming up.
What's the north side of a boat called, Sam?
God, are any of these people still alive? I have their tokens elsewhere.
I think actually the only people that have killed people are me and Rudy. I mean...
No, Nuke Dukem has killed someone as well.
I took him out.
Yeah.
And Raphanus switched over to, I think, lethal damage at some point, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Raphanus, I think, I guess if there was any lethal damage, they would have gone down, they would have just gone unconscious. So there's three bodies unconscious on the deck right
I would,
now.
To be clear, I was being sarcastic when I said I was doing non-lethal damage initially.
Late to retcon that, Rudy. That was way too late to retcon that. That one is still alive, only having taken non-lethal damage.
Ralph, we'll fix that in post.
You guys got it. Am I going to have to do another 16-hour day? I got five.
I can't hear you, Ralph. Let's keep going. Sam?
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
Sorry, Ralph.
That person's dead. Ham, you're
okay.
Up.
Ham is random number generating. Looks like a plate.
I sincerely love this bit.
It's so good.
Where is it all coming from?
That's a 27 with some ceramic dishware at the guy due aft of me.
Oh my god, do we get shrapnel damage on connect here?
Wait.
Almost.
Plate
certainly.
To the face. Plate to the face.
And we'll go ahead and bring in the next one. That's going to be a pair of tongs. Ben, what kind of tongs?
Silver
tongs. So obviously sugar
valuable
cube tongs. Sugar cube tongs with little claws. Let's see what we get those going. That's a natural 19 for a 28.
Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff.
Ruh-roh, here we go. And if this guy's a vampire, it's going all the way through.
good thinking, Ben.
Ben, a huge buff. That's gonna be 11 points of damage between those two hits.
11 points of damage. Still up.
Shooting star stance is bad.
But fun.
But fun. Ooh, chef's knife. Here we go. 17.
17?
Yeah.
17 is a miss.
All right. Chef's knife goes winging back and sticks into the mast, quivering, obviously. Oh, fuck. Here comes the cleaver.
Cleaver.
That's going to be a natural 8. Cleaver gets buried between Ham's feet. He holds on too long.
Jesus.
Oh, gosh, that's too bad.
Ham bam, thank you, ma'am. He's done.
The two most dangerous randomly generated kitchen utensils doing no damage. Ham, that is the end of your turn. Reggie.
Okay, awesome. Not for me, Sam, but for our listeners. What's the state of these bads at this point?
The one that just got tonged is looking okay. The person next to him is as yet untouched. And then the cap, even in this new and somewhat disgusting form, is looking kind of fucked up.
Okay, and can you remind me, who was it that hit Reggie after his last turn? He did some damage, and then he got slapped back on pretty hard.
The captain, the gross creature with no skin, was the one who did all that damage on Reggie.
That's what I thought. So one of the best parts of Stumbling Stance, the text of it says, if an enemy hits you with a melee strike while in this stance, it becomes flat-footed against the next stumbling swing strike you make against it before the end of your next turn. So, Reggie's gonna wobble himself around and take a stumbling swing at the ugly-ass Capitan right now. Let's see what happens. That's an 18 on the die. Plus 13, 32 to hit.
Crit.
Okay. Nice. Let's roll damage first. Let's see if I can maybe move through this. That's a 6. That's another 6. So that's 12 plus 8. 20 points of damage.
Whew. All right. 20 points of damage. Still up.
He's still up.
Looking. Oh.
Cool. So, and the way I'm reading this, it says, it becomes flat-footed against the next stumbling swing strike you make against it. So it's yes, not, and it says, before the end of your next turn. So I only get one attack with you at that AC, correct?
Right, only one, even if you are using Flurry of Blows. When cool. You deal that 20 points of damage,
yeah,
it throws down its sword, puts its hand up, and says,
we surrender! We surrender!
Nope. Not in this silent hill.
I'm not
bullshit.
Buying it.
All right. Reggie's gonna make...
Have mercy. I have mercy. We surrender.
Reggie's gonna attack it again with Flurry of Blows.
Let him have it.
But I will... This is going to be non-lethal damage. Okay. That's a 21 to hit.
Hits.
Cool. We're rolling non-lethal damage. That's 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. Knocks him out.
Okay. Then Reggie's going to turn to the other two pirates, we'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
Who are not knocked out. He's going to make a diplomacy check. And Reggie's going to say, y'all, I already know your birthdays. Now, if you won't die and get tossed overboard with your weird-ass captain friend, then go ahead, take a swing. But I suggest that you drop them swords... And we start having a real honest conversation about what the hell you're doing on my ship. Then we're going to roll diplomacy. That's a natural 20.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
For a 32 all day.
And the two remaining pirates, one of whom who has not taken any damage yet.
That's the first natural 20 I've rolled in a minute. Fuck.
Drop their cutlasses. Throw up their hands. And say, please, please, we don't even really know what we're doing here. We don't. We're just hired hands. We're just trying to make a buck, man. This money's not coming easy, and we don't want no part of this. Hands are up. Hands are up. They have surrendered.
What do you think, Rufanus? Kill them
happily.
No!
Rufanus starts marching toward them.
I think if you push that plate a little further in, it might catch an artery.
So I would say at this point, Reggie goes around and takes weapons from them. Mm-hmm.
One of them is dying, and it was the one that Nuke Dukem did damage to. The others have all been put down by non-lethal damage. Some are bleeding, et cetera, but have taken a mixture of both is what I mean by that. But only one has only taken lethal damage. Do you make any efforts to save that one, or are they dead?
Are we still in initiative order?
We can drop out.
Well, because of the captain.
The captain is down to non-lethal damage.
Oh, I don't think I realized that.
Yeah,
that's what happened when I...
Reggie switched over for the last strike to non-lethal damage.
My bad.
I would also just like to remark that where the fuck has the crew of this ship been the entire time?
Dang, left us high and dry.
I think we're gonna have words. Nodding along in agreement when you said this is my ship. So that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeffrey will probably
it is now.
Incompetently try to stop the man from bleeding out.
Yeah. I, for what it's worth, let's heal him. And if it bites us in the ass, we'll murder them.
Anyone better at medicine than me? I have a +2 bonus.
I was about to say, for fucking sure, none of us can heal.
No, I certainly can't.
One of you took the thing where you can use nature for healing, right?
Oh.
That was not Reggie.
I can.
All right, give it a shot.
All right. Okay.
So and what does it look like when Raphanus heals? Because you healed the same way that Leighton does, right? With nature?
Yeah, so hold on a second. I got to pull up. I've never healed anyone before in 2 weeks, so I got to pull up the...
Well, roll the dice first, and let's see if you crack 15. Because if you don't crack 15, the guy's dead. I'll say that.
Which is okay, because they tried to kill us.
He turned to a life of crime. You know.
Get what you pay for.
Is what I'm hearing Morgan say right now.
He was a bad
guy. Sam gets complicated it. Conversation.
Sam gets
okay,
it.
Okay, so that is a 25.
25, that's
he's
a
taking
crit.
He's taking the red pill, for sure, Sam.
My eyes are open.
Critical here, so we turned him into a libertarian. Cool.
This week's sponsor is the Joe Rogan Experience. Yes, a podcast sponsored by another podcast.
Yeah, we finally got him.
Yeah, they're only moderately more successful than us.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
And ethically it lines up, so.
That's a crit, Rudy, so I think it's 2d8.
Okay, so Raphanus shrinks back to his normal little radish self. And this entire fight, he has been wearing his little sailor hat with the red palm on top of it.
Thank God.
I would just like to point out.
I couldn't picture him any other way. Yeah.
And so, you know, he runs up to the guy and goes, all right, time to heal you. And I imagine since Rafaz works mostly with herbs in the wild and stuff on behalf of the Brotherhood, he's going to use some of his herbal medicine to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2d8?
Yes.
Great.
No, and sorry, a success is 2d8. A crit is, which you did, is 4d8. So add roll
okay,
two more
great.
d8.
Okay, great. So we'll do another 2d8. Cool. So this guy's getting healed him for 13 points. 13 healing points.
And Rudy, when Raphanus goes over and critically succeeds
at
this medicine check on a bad guy that Nuke Dukem had just tried to kill... What happens?
Yeah.
Like what you so you shrink back down
well,
to size.
Again, remember,
you Nuke Dukem kills Raphanus.
This is just like the sentence that Sam just said is so good. I just hope that it's Raphanus the Radish critically succeeding to heal a pirate while Nuke Dukem. Oh my god.
It's the game.
Ralph, can we get that on a t-shirt?
We make magic here.
Rudy, put your hand down and just answer the goddamn question. You can't do this bit anymore.
T-shirts as well? Okay.
Anyway. So Raphanus, who, God bless him, always, God bless them, always lives in the present, shrinks down back to their normal radish self, runs over and says, just because the last idea he heard was that they're going to be healed, that they need to be healed. And so he goes, Dr. Raphanus, at the ready.
And then I imagine his like hands like going out over and like turning into roots and knitting together all of the wounds on the body, like straightening out the neck with a big
Oh, God.
He is healed critically for 4d8s worth of healing. You get him back up. It's high everybody up. Eventually, the captain comes back around. What do you ask him?
How did you get here from Silent Hill?
Well, it's another lawsuit.
I was sent here to make sure that boats did not make it to Hydramon.
Who sent you?
I want the two of them to have this conversation and no one else.
Fine by me.
It would be a fucking disservice to our audience if anyone besides Nuke and Silent Hill Sicko had this conversation.
I've worked in black sites. I'll get it out of him.
Yikes. Does anyone want to roll a knowledge check as to what kind of creature this is?
It roll it, Nuke.
And
let me have a try.
It's occultism. It's occultism.
Well, he's not from here, you see. But
I'll
that's
do
about
it.
All I can tell. And that's all I need.
I got a 15 on occultism.
Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah, I'll get a hot +3 in here.
Specific lore, non-specific 16. Lores.
But yeah, I'm good to crowdsource an opinion aware of what this is.
All right, so y'all are all scratching your heads. You don't know what it is. And he says,
I was ordered here by one of my brethren, Borgavel.
How do you spell that? Got it. Is that a prolonged vowel sound, or is it just you in your death throes?
No, I am sorry. It ends on an L. The other noises were my emotions coming through.
I've already forgotten the name, but I need more.
It is Borkuvel. B-O-R-K-U-V-U-L.
Porky bowl?
Bork.
Porky bowl?
No, Borky like bowl. A dog makes. Borkable, bork, bork, bork.
You write it down.
Bork. No, it's like a dog. I can't write it. My hands are bound.
Have one of your men write it for you if they can write.
I don't know them that well. Can any of you write the name Borkable?
Certainly, I can write it. And Rafanus picks up a scroll of paper and draws a triangle.
Yeah, and the name is spelled B-O-R-K-A-V-U-L. Borkable.
That's cool.
Or Borkavul.
I'm still thinking about all the nightmares we're going to give our listeners from this shit. It's like, this is the most cursed conversation I've ever heard. Like, I'm horrified. Porcupine.
Where did he come from? Where did he send you from?
He sent me from the town of Hydrapon.
And it sounds like you're taking us to him there.
Wait, isn't Hydrapon where the fucking druid was going?
No, the druid was going to the Isle of Arran Way. His friend, Billwood Planter, was from Hydrapon. And that was where y'all were headed because they have a dope-ass summer solstice.
Summerfest.
Wait, is he a party organizer or affiliated with the festival?
No, he has canceled the summer solstice festivities.
Like officially?
Yes, officially.
So he's an organizer.
He wears faces.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of crazy get-ups at music festivals. It's how people express themselves.
I don't know how to respond to that.
A level of sophistication that no one knew. That Nuke had. But I'm so glad it's coming out right now while he's speaking to an alien nightmare.
I don't appreciate self-expression.
I mean, he wears the faces of others.
Okay.
As do I.
And then
strong point. See,
and over the course of the next 10 minutes, he slowly comes to look like Nuke Dukem. And the conversation continues.
Looking good.
Thanks, brother.
Getting some vocal fry, Sam. Had to switch it up.
That's right. My boy Borkoval is running things over in Hydropon now, and he's canceled the summer solstice.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, indeed.
Sounds like you and me, Kimosabe, are going to take him right to him.
We can, but it depends on what face he's wearing.
Well, surely you, as one who wears faces, can tell who else wears faces.
He's pretty good at it, brother. I'm not sure I'll be able to do I'm not sure I'll be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Well, you better try.
So this is just for us now.
Holy shit.
And the listener.
I am the listener.
Oh, everyone else has shut off the podcast by now.
I'm locked
for
in.
Sure.
They were like, fight's over? Yeah, dope. See ya.
Holy cow. Holy cow, it all ended on two Nuke Dukems talking to each other.
Absolutely. I'll lead you over there. Just set these guys free. They didn't do anything.
Fair enough. I appreciate stern but fair leadership.
Wow.
Go on. Overboard with the rest of you.
That'll be fine. They're all strong swimmers, and we're pretty close to land.
Surf's up.
Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Ships ahoy.
Set off. Two
what
new Dukems.
Oh my god.
And oh cast off god. The crew
oh my god.
Of this boat, finally roused after a fight up on deck. And we'll find out what happens with all of that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear Reggie
and
Hydropod
next week.
Oh my god.
Hey, Ralph, t-shirt idea. You know, one of those black shirts with Reggie, Pam, Nuke Dukem.